Here, Janice in Naples, Florida, as we go back to the phones and open line Friday. Hi.
Hey, hi, Rush. Sucker Punch did it.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Pearl Harbor.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Hold it. What is Sucker Punch Dittos?
Well, Sucker Punch is just instead of saying hello, Merry Christmas, I feel sucker punched by the election. I'm calling from the lady from two calls ago when you were talking about our reaction the next day, the next week.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a sucker punch, babe. And, you know, this is how this country was, what, 71 years ago, although you wouldn't know it on the news today because nobody wants to talk about Pearl Harbor and where our country was then. But let's go to the present, okay? And I'll tell you, you know, this and just everything you just said about women and looking at, oh, you're so right. You're so right. And this is my Merry Christmas present to myself, just talking with you. Because I don't know where, we just pray for your daily effort on this.
Well, thank you very much, because I need it. I appreciate it.
Oh, you must be so worn out, because we're worn out. But by golly, you know, and for me, I've got two boys, military, one just came back. When you stand with your kid at Arlington and he's buried one of his men, okay, you get it. You get what we're fighting for and what the people before us have done, and we cannot quit. I am scared. I am realistic. I am in the real world, and I think we were sucker punched with the stimulus. We came so close to closing down Obamacare, but I think
not what you're sucker punched about. Let me help out, because I know. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. What really has you flabbergasted is the scary thought that we've lost the country. That of the people who vote, a majority believe this crap. You're one. How in the world do we change that? How do we reach these people? That's what you're frustrated.
We will never do it with public schools. I've come out of the public schools as a teacher for the last 25, 30 years, and your remarks on that have been right on, and I have said that. It's a wonder we still even have a chance. When those seniors vote in an election, because they do all voting, I'm telling you, it's 90 to 95% vote as Demos. How can we fight that? That's been going on for 20, 25, 30 years. They come out programmed.
Well, a lot of people have been thinking that events, just by themselves, as an example, living through such a horrible economy with so few job prospects, many people have been thinking that would do it. And the real sobering, shocking reality is that it doesn't. That we have two things. We have a Santa Claus president who is providing what work used to provide, and a media which is blaming people who have nothing to do with this for the problem. And you are scratching your head like everybody, when how do we penetrate this? How do we stop this? Because you're like everybody, you don't want to cede the country, no matter what happened this election. You don't want to give it up. You call here talking about Pearl Harbor. Pearl Harbor was 1941. Pearl Harbor probably isn't taught much. And if it is, my fear is that it is really downplayed as an event, and it may even be a vehicle for teaching how horrible this country is with nuclear weapons. In the public school system, Pearl Harbor is probably a gateway for some, you know, anti-war teacher to say it was Pearl Harbor in the United States overreacting and killing innocent people with two nuclear bombs and blah, 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 blah. And the true nature of Pearl Harbor, what it meant, and what it revived. Pearl Harbor was the catalyst for bringing this economy back out of FDR's stagnation due to the New Deal. Pearl Harbor awakened a great country and allowed this country to show what it's made of and what it could, again, in liberating millions of people, millions of oppressed people from tyranny. And now you see people in this country unwittingly, you hope, voting for a modified tyranny, voting for an ever-expanding Washington, D.C., with ever-expanding power over the individual. You see developing a totally different relationship between citizen and government. And you're scared to death. You think that a pretty good shot was spent fighting this. A fairly decent effort, not the best, but a fairly decent effort was made in repelling it and beating it back. Educating people is the wrong way to go, and it didn't work. And so you're at your wit's end. Everything you believe in, you think people are laughing at. Everything you believe in, you think people don't think is important anymore. Everything you believe in, you think you get the impression that people mock. And so your tennis is the heck with it. You know, why should I care anymore? But as much as you'd like to quote-unquote tune out, you can't, because you do care too much. And it does matter too much. And you're not quitters. I mean, you're talking to Pearl Harbor to me. You're not a quitter. So I know that you're always going to be counted. This is from Daniel Halper at the Weekly Standard. It's actually, according to the Senate Budget Committee, welfare spending. Let me relate this to Pearl Harbor, if I may. 71 years ago, December 7, 1941, or as FDR said, December 7, 1941, a day which will live in infamy. 1941, 71 years ago, whatever, we went to war to defend our country from tyranny. We were attacked from outside. Now we are watching it being given away. All throughout the Great Depression, into World War II, we fought to liberate people from tyranny, from oppression. A country that stood for freedom and rugged individualism. And, you know, it's a term that gets thrown around. I actually think this probably tests negatively entrepreneurial. I think it almost, if I had to guess a Democrats focus group, that word, and it tests negative, like the rich tests negatively. So probably ought to stop using it. But look at what we've become here. According to the Senate Budget Committee, welfare spending per day per household in poverty is $168. That's higher than the $137 median income per day. Now, when you break that down per hour, welfare spending per hour per household in poverty is $30. That's higher than the $25 median income per hour. We're spending $168 every day for every household in poverty. And by the way, we're not eradicating it. We are spending more in poverty than the median income in this country. In other words, we are giving more money away than the median family is earning. What's going to happen? That's a tipping point. People are going to say, why work? I can get more not working. And welfare benefits are not taxed in addition. Now, this is said to be compassionate. This is said to be caring for the downtrodden. It's not compassionate. This is consigning people to lives far less than what they could be on their own. But it's insensitive to say that. Mean and all that. That's an amazing stat to me. It's a figure.